This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, Don, nice job with Jason Taylor. What do you think we're going to see? What do you think the expectations will be for this defensive line this season?
Well, if you ask Jason Taylor and Damian Lewis, they're expecting every one of them to be an All-American. Those two guys, I mean, they coach them hard. They're great with technique. Both of them bring, you know, there's, what is there, 10 and 15? There's 25 years of NFL experience on the defensive line coaching that room. And both those guys do a great job of communicating, and both of them understand the importance of technique. And, you know, you've got an inside guy in D. Lou, who, 10 years in the National Football League. And Jason, of course, is one of a Hall of Fame pass rusher, Hall of Fame defensive lineman. And but you wouldn't know that, Joe, when you're watching them coach. You know, they act like they're out for this is their first job they've ever had in their whole life, and their whole life depends on it. That's how hard they coach. And I think these young men are going to, they're going to have great technique. They'll have great energy. And then with Coach Heatherman's defense, they're going to be in tune. You know, each level, the D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary will all be tied together. So I think they'll be extremely well synchronized.
Bain and Mesidor, we know mm-hmm. how destructive Bain can be. That's probably mm-hmm. fair to say that his freshman year was – more impactful than his sophomore year because of the injuries his sophomore year. Not that he didn't make impactful plays a year ago. He had more opportunities his freshman year. But here's what I'm wondering out loud. Mesidor, do we know how good he is or how good he can be? Or maybe the question should be, does he know how good he can be?
I think he's figuring that out. I credit him with realizing that an extra year in college would change his trajectory in the National Football League. You know, you go back and see what he did at West Virginia as a freshman and a sophomore, and he was very impressive. And his first year here, you know, you saw a lot of hope and a lot of energy come out of him, and you saw the talent level. And then last year, he was another one that got dinged up some. And the other part is that, you know, he had to play inside a lot more last year. And, you know, he's a bona fide outside guy, you know, who can drop down in certain passing situations or defensive alignments. But he is positively a force. And I expect, you know, he and Bain to have an outstanding year, first of all, because of the way they've been developed and how experienced they both are. But also, Joe, when you're better at defensive tackle, you just get those guys in a one-on-one matchup and everything else will take care of itself. If you're weak at any spot on that defensive line and nobody attracts a double team, then it's a long day at the office for anybody. But you've got Mezador that can attract a double team. Bane obviously can. And, you know, I want to make sure that these couple defensive tackles, you need really four of those guys to come on strong between now and game one against Notre Dame. But when you have to focus on more than one person on the defensive line, good things happen for everybody.
Speaking of coming on strong, the guy that I think the University of Miami really needs to do that is Justin Scott. It'll be his sophomore year. He's got the body for it. He showed some flashes a year ago. Today, he spoke about what he learned and what he learned in this past weekend spring game.
It was a lot of fun. Kind of like a first real feel of just the defense and all the guys playing together. I felt like we was flying around, had tons of energy, and we was just out there making plays on Saturday.
Where do you think you've made the biggest progress in the spring from where you started, what you wanted to do, accomplish, and then now here finally?
Probably just getting stronger and also just technique, getting my footwork down more tighter and just getting my hand placement a little better.
How many impactful plays in your mind have you made this spring in terms of forced fumbles or sacks? Do you happen to know? Ballpark?
Not really. I'm just kind of out there playing. I feel like I just feel that I'm playing better. Like I'm really getting separation, getting lockout. It's easier to tear off blocks. So yeah, I feel myself making improvement. Yeah.
Is starting important to you, or just being in the rotation as satisfying?
I'm kind of just the type of guy, I just want to make an impact, any type of impact I can, whether it's starting, whether it's rotation, any impact I can do.
Is there anything you have to do, stamina-wise, the amount of snaps you got last year, obviously you talked about rotation, is there anything that you'll do or concentrate on this summer as a defensive tackle to be ready for as many snaps as you can?
Yeah, definitely keeping the stamina up, and you know, our conditioning staff does a good job of that with the fourth quarter program. It's supposed to be tough, so you know that all that toughness makes, and practice, all going hard in practice, make game day and everything else a whole lot easier.
What have been your early impressions, Micah Newton and Dante Simpson? Obviously, you were in the same position as them, you know, not that long ago.
Yeah, Micah, you know, he got injured recently, but the few time that he got to play, he twitchy. You know, he a fast guy, snap off the ball, finesse. Yeah, he's a fast, twitchy type of guy. And Dante, he just have it, wreaking havoc. You know, he a big D tackle. He kind of reminded me of myself when I first came in. Kind of just out there playing ball, playing his game, and just taking the coach, any coaching he can take.
Because you weren't here in the spring, if I remember right, last
year.
Yeah,
I came in the summer.
How excited are you just for the spring game coming up on Saturday, getting a chance to, you know, get out there, play like a game of football? It's not just, you know, in here in the IPF or something.
Definitely super excited. Spring ball makes me, like, want to miss the season and makes you want to go play a game. So having a spring game that's kind of simulating a game day is going to be real fun, yeah.
Okay, that is Justin Scott originally talking about last Saturday's scrimmage. And, of course, the scrimmage coming up this Saturday. What kind of impact do you think he's going to have this year, DBJ?
You know, Joe, I don't think people are going to recognize the same Justin Scott from last year to this year. You know, you come in, highly touted guy last year, five-star, one of those highly recruited players in the country as an interior defensive lineman. And believe it or not, it's a big adjustment. You know, you come in and you have to everybody's as big as you are. Everybody's as strong or stronger than you are. You don't understand the tempo of both offense or defense. And he adjusted. He got playing time. I think it was imperative that he got on the field. And Coach Cristobal and the defense made sure that happened. And you hear it in his voice. You just hear the confidence that he's picking up. Now, the sky is the limit on him. He is not a guy, in my opinion, that was overrated at all coming out of high school. But the technique side of it is where he's going to benefit from Coach Lewis and Coach Taylor, because in high school, when you're bigger and you're stronger, you just can overpower guys. I'm starting to see him do extremely well in the one-on-one pass rushes and block destruction. He's working on that, and he's becoming a technician, because I know that he realized after last season that, yeah, I might be 295 pounds or 300 pounds, but I still need technique, because the guys I'm going against are that big as well. And you're going to see big things, I believe, happen for him this coming season.
Okay, we go to the other side of the ball. Don's favorite position, center, James Brockermeyer, transfer in from TCU, Miami's new center. And he was asked about his performance so far during spring football.
It's been great. I think I've been developing a lot with Coach Mirabal, and being around the guys here has been a great thing for me, and I'm excited to have it continue going forward.
And you've had a few different O-line coaches over the course of your college career. So just what does Coach Mirabal do that makes him stand out, makes him different?
He just has unexplainable juice, I guess you could say. He loves what he does, and I've said it before. I don't think there's a day he wakes up and he's not excited to come into work. And along with the juice he's got, he's super knowledgeable about the game, and he's very creative with the ways he coaches. That is a bunch of stuff that I've never seen before, and I think it's a great thing that I'll be able to implement into my game.
Does that get you guys on the O-line fired up? We see him tweeting at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, okay, well, I got to be up because Coach is already up.
Yeah, I mean, we'll wake up every morning, and we'll have a text from him at like 4:30 in the morning with some motivational quote or something, and, you know, we see that he's ready to go, so we got no choice but to get ready to roll, too.
James, it's not easy for early enrollee quarterbacks to come in. What has struck you about Luke, his command in the huddle with plays when you do huddle during spring practices and scrimmages?
Yeah, we huddle a lot, and he's done a great job of taking command, especially as a freshman. I know it wasn't easy when I was a freshman coming into a good program, and I've been really impressed by the way he's been able to handle it and take command of the offense when he's gotten his shot.
You guys got 20 guys in the old line room. How do you feel like the depth is developing and how everybody's coming along?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of guys that can roll if we need them to, and everyone does a great job of taking a lot of pride in their role on the team, and it's been really, really great to watch and see it unfold.
Interior lineman who comes to mind who's been a real handful for you since you've had pads on that you've had to block, who comes to mind?
They're all really good in their own different ways. They all bring a little different type of ability to their game. Some guys have a little more twitch, some guys have a little more power, but they're all a huge challenge, and they've made me a lot better, and I hope I've made them better too.
Saturday, what are you looking to see from the O-line, from yourself?
Yeah, just with it being live, you know, you just want to see guys finishing and pushing the pile and doing little stuff like that you're not really supposed to do when it's just thud, and when it'll be able to establish a run and then play complimentary football off of that and be able to protect the quarterback and let our guys on the outside make some plays too.
Okay, James Brockermeyer, what do your eyes tell you about the Hurricanes' newest center?
They hit the lottery ticket again, Joe, at center. You know, they've done it. This is 3 years in a row that they've gone into the portal and found a center that's going to make a big difference on that offensive line. Now, Brockermeyer, you can tell that he comes from a football family. Dad, an NFL guy, and a couple brothers who played in college. He and a twin brother actually were at Alabama together. But his football IQ is off the charts. He's already got all the calls mastered. He already can run that whole offensive line and understands what his role is as far as the point goes on pointing out who the linebacker is and signaling down the line of scrimmage. And he clarifies anything that's a mix up. And he's also starting to lead this football team by his example. You know, he comes in, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and he's in there working already, preparing for practice. You know, he sits right in the front of the room. I've yet to see the guy not get the answer right to a question. And Coach Mirabal does a great job of quizzing all his players through every meeting. But you've got a leader there, and he's a bona fide center, and in the sense that he's athletic enough for that position. He's both excels in the run game and the pass game. But the thing that impresses me the most about him is how quick he's picked up the offense and how well he makes his calls.
Well, they needed some experience there. That's a good positive report. What do you think we're going to see on Saturday? These spring games now are, I wouldn't be sure. I think they're going to go one or two ways. Before you answer the question, either they're going to go away, or somehow the NCAA is going to allow like an actual game against an actual opponent. But I think they're going to go away. At any rate, Saturday we're going to be out there. What do you think we're going to see?
I think you're going to see intensity. I mean, Coach Cristobal is not going to waste an opportunity to get this football team better. He's going to make sure that the guys understand that, you know, they're going to go out there. They're going to have a certain number of plays that each group is going to try to work or get close to that number. And I expect a very intense game. I expect to see everybody get on the field. I expect to see production out of every single group. And, you know, that's how you get moved up the depth chart is what you put on tape. And if you're, whether you're first team, second team, or third team, whatever group you're running with, this is an opportunity to solidify a job or move up. And that's what they create. They want a highly competitive group out on the field, a team out on the field, and those guys realize it. And so I expect a lot, Joe. I expect some big plays, and I expect the defense to be very impressive as well.
I do want to say this. We have a broadcast coming up on Saturday that I think is going to be a little bit different. Well, first of all, during the spring game, we rarely do a full play-by-play because it doesn't warrant that. But in this particular case, we're going to set this up. At the very least, you're going to be standing there behind Coach Cristobal. Might be all three of us standing on the sideline. We're trying to work some of that out right now. But I think we're going to have a different kind of broadcast because we're going to have a unique perspective. Also, there's no press box. So we're going to be on the field right next to Coach Cristobal or right on the sidelines discussing University of Miami football Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be exciting for the fans to listen to if they can't make it out to the University of Miami campus to see the spring game. I think it'll be fun for everybody. But, you know, as you mentioned, Joe, we're gonna have all different kind of angles, and we're going to – be right there in the thick of it, and I appreciate the university allowing us to do it that way, but I think it's going to give a lot of insight to our listeners, and of course, we will do our very best as we do every week.
Notre Dame, by the way, has their spring game also on Saturday, their blue-gold game at 2 o'clock. They've got a three-person battle for the quarterback spot. Now, they do have one quarterback that did play a little bit last year, their backup quarterback, but they've got three guys battling to be the quarterback. They will play on Saturday, so we'll preview that as well. We'll preview Miami and Notre Dame when we're done with our game, and also next week on the show. As always, a lot of fun talking Hurricanes football, and I will see you Saturday inside of Cobb Stadium.
That will do, Joe. Make sure every Hurricane either turns on the radio or shows up for the spring game. It'll be a great one.
All right. That's Don Bailey Jr. with us. Thanks to Jason Taylor as well, our producer, Trevor Harris. We will talk to you on Saturday from Cobb Stadium here on QAM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.